Optometrists need to know about the medications that patients are using, where there may be concerns about their understanding or perhaps issues of compliance. Optometrists have often referred patients back to the GP. A new system called the Medicines Use Review is now being offered by pharmacists through the NHS. A Medicines Use Review is an advanced service that provides an opportunity for patients to discuss their medicines with a qualified pharmacist. Here, Bobby Sera, a consultant pharmacist with close to 20 years' experience in the industry, tells Philip Morgan about the importance and function of these reviews in clinical practice.
Okay, hi Bobby, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in to talk to us today. I've been listening and reading a little bit about this medicines usage review, and I understand there's a number of options available to patients, and perhaps you could tell us a bit about it.
Sure. Now, medicine use reviews, I suppose they're most commonly seen in community pharmacy, which I suppose is going to be very relevant for the other community healthcare professionals we have, such as optometrists. However, they do have other reviews that you can be done within a GP practice. So there are more emerging clinical pharmacists working within GP practices now that do an even deeper medicine use review, using all the information about the patient, all their history, notes, and biochemistry as well. So it gives a much broader, holistic review of a patient's medication. However, it is the community pharmacies that are much more accessible for people. And so that would be the first point of call where somebody would probably go to have a chat about their medicines and how they most effectively can make the use out of them.
That sounds very interesting and very useful. But why were medicines use reviews introduced? Or wouldn't that be something that a GP would offer as part and parcel of their normal patient care?
Well, they do, and I do believe that every year everybody should have a review of their medicines. However, in the GP setting, it's a real time constraint. Appointments are a set amount of time, and some people can be on what we call polypharmacy, which could be 20 plus medicines or long-term conditions requiring lots of treatment, and really to be able to go through everything takes an awful lot of time. So the reviews that happen at a GP, they're invaluable, and everyone has to have them. But what happens in a community setting allows people a bit more freedom to talk about their medicines a little bit more at their leisure. Of course, there is still a time constraint there, but it allows us to really help people to get the most out of their medicines. And going back to your question, that's really the reason why they were first introduced. It had become quite clear that people's adherence and compliance to medicines was not good. Hence why a huge number of wastage that we would see in community pharmacy that amounts to millions each year on the NHS, because people don't use the medicines they're given. Hence why community pharmacy comes in to really help people use their medicines correctly and effectively.
And how many pharmacists really are involved in this scheme? Is this sort of widespread throughout the UK, or is it so new really it's yet to sort of roll out?
You know, medicine usage reviews have been around for several years now, actually. And really what happens now is when a pharmacist is in their training year, their pre-registration year, most people will do their accreditation. So by the time they qualify, they're able to start doing reviews for patients pretty much immediately. So one would hope that out there in community, most, if not all, pharmacists would be able to deliver them. In practice, however, this is much more of a more recent emergence through the NHS for another need that's seen in terms of being able to spend more time with patients and their medications. There's much, much fewer. And currently there's probably a pilot for only a few hundred surgeries really to have a practice-based pharmacist, but that will increase very quickly over a short period of time.
So what should an optometrist do, for example, if they do find somebody who you feel is perhaps, you know, not taking all the drugs that are on there, or has decided to not take some of them, or to only take them every other day instead of every other day, as we often get with elderly patients, says, oh, I don't really like taking drugs, so I only take it every other day, for example. What should you do with that kind of patient? What should you recommend to them?
So I think in the first instance, actually recommending the community pharmacist review would be a really great way to start, because then that will get recorded and transmitted back to the GP as to what the patient is or isn't taking. But also it allows the pharmacist the time to really ascertain as to the level of understanding of that patient for their medication. And very often you will find that people don't quite know why they're taking it, which is why they've stopped it. But as soon as they realise the importance of it, or you can help them understand the importance, it can change their compliance to a medicine. And so for an optometrist to see that there is something going awry with this whole load of medicines for this elderly patient, for the pharmacist then to sit down and have a chat with them and really go through everything, but then they let the GP know that what you have there is this beautiful, what I call coordinated care. So we've got four national target groups, and 70% of the reviews that we do in community has to be based on these four target groups. So we've got four groups, and one, patients on high-risk medicines, which are things like diuretics and NSAIDs and anticoagulants. You have people recently discharged from hospital back into community with changes to their medicines. You have then patients with a respiratory disease, and then all patients with a cardiovascular risk. So that would include all your diabetics, for example.
The fact that we would then ask them to go and see their local pharmacist.
Absolutely.
I don't think you'd necessarily think of it as a direct referral. We don't have a referral pathway as such, do we? But I might say to a patient, you know what, this is getting quite complicated with your medicines here. Perhaps it would be a good idea if you go and speak to your pharmacist, and he can advise you on how to how to take this further and make sure that you're not getting things that you're not, that are not required, or you're using them correctly.
I think you're right. There's not a pathway that's been laid out, but actually I think it's just a matter of a community getting to know each other. So I know in one of the practices I was in, I had a really good relationship with the optometrist, and so we knew each other by names. And since we are the forefront of healthcare professionals on a community high street, that actually I think it's really important that we all make that effort to get to know each other. Only then can we start to have this coordinated care, I like to think of it that way, and actually start to make our own structures locally so that patients get the best.
Thank you, Bobby and Philip. And that brings this edition of Advances in Eye Care to a close. We always value your input, so please feel free to send us feedback on what you've heard today and any suggestions you may have for future content. To submit your comments, please email inquiries@docket.info. And if you'd like to find out more about the topics we've discussed in this edition, remember that you can find references and further reading for all items by visiting the website. Well, that's all from me, Jeff Watts. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back in the summer with the next edition of Advances in Eye Care.